This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I said I'd do it Sunday, and then Monday, and then Tuesday. I did the next segment. I'm going to cover the Soros news. Then I'm going to hit the latest video. Triggered liberal claims it's criminal negligence to the Second Amendment attacks. Fed derelict in its duties, but not for the reason Trump claims. We're going to get to that. We're going to break down a lot of key intel here today. But I wanted to get back to these videos, because this is Congressman Nunes and then Congressman who survived the attack trying to kill him, as well, Scalise, getting into the kangaroo courts that they're running, the star chambers, there in D.C. Here it is.
Devin, I know you can't tell us everything, but my sources are pretty clear. It's a complete Adam Schiff shutdown. Republicans can't ask questions. Republicans can't do pretty much everything.
Well, let's pause again. They're in a secret bubble room under the Capitol that eavesdropping equipment can't get through. They're in a bunker having a secret trial of the president, and only a few congressmen and a Republican then go in, and then they've been instructed that people don't answer their questions. Again, this is Schiff that reads fake transcripts on the floor of the House and in the Intelligence Committee, fake transcripts of the president. Now he's running fake trials. Let's play these two clips back to back. Here they are.
Everything. You've read this so-called resolution. Is this resolution what Newt Gingrich offered Bill Clinton in 1998?
Well, I think the thing people should be asking themselves, especially if you're a Democrat and you're on the Judiciary Committee, is where is Jerry Nadler? Nobody's seen him for like 2.5 months. He's like the missing man in action. So clearly, Schiff and the Intelligence Committee Democrats, they've completely obliterated the Intelligence Committee. It's now known as the Impeachment Committee. So, you know, that resolution is just more of the same. And I'll tell you, you mentioned that you haven't seen this in your, you know, many years in radio and TV. I have never in my life seen anything like what happened today. I mean, they've been bad at most of these depositions, but to interrupt us continually, to coach the witness, to decide whether or not what we're going to be able to ask the witness. I mean, we don't even get any witnesses at this point, and it doesn't look like we're going to get any ever. But to not let us ask questions, I've never ever had that. And to see someone coach a witness, and you know, this isn't the first time that, you know, Schiff's very good at coaching witnesses. Remember, he also met with the whistleblower. So this is just unprecedented.
Adam Schiff, among many things, has been trying to claim that this is a fair process by saying that Republicans are allowed to ask questions. Now, he gets to choose all the witnesses, and him and himself only, which means it's not a fair process on the face. But even his claim now that Republicans can ask questions has been undermined, because now he's directing witnesses not to answer questions that he doesn't want the witness to answer if they're asked by Republicans. He's not cut off one Democrat. He's not interrupted one Democrat and told a witness not to answer Democrat members' questions, but today he started telling the witness not to answer questions by certain Republicans. That reeks, and by the way, if you want to talk about a Soviet-style process, again, that might be what they do in the Soviet Union, not in the United States of America. We can't stand for this. The American people are being denied equal justice.
So there you get your Soviet Union, which doesn't exist since 1991 or so. We get that same thing, but that's what goes on in Cuba or North Korea, ladies and gentlemen. And they're doing it to go after the president, and these are the training wheels, getting them ready for when they then come out and then have the whole show deal in the House with all of it scripted. And it's all falling apart. Their so-called, you know, lieutenant colonel and all this tried to alter the documents but wasn't able to. I mean, This is a mission to take down Trump by globalists that are hanging off the Chi-Com kit. And they're not going to get away with it. They're losing as long as we stay vigilant and are very, very aggressive about defending our rights. We'll be back, though, with this long-awaited report on George Soros. Stay with us. Now, what I'm about to say is incredibly obvious, and I'm not talking down to any of the viewers or any of the listeners. I'm just stating the facts. I own a chainsaw. I've had it since I was in college. And it's a great, good old chainsaw, and I've used it probably 500 times. But a few times I've forgotten to oil it, and it seizes up really quick, and I feel like an idiot for not oiling it. Now, imagine if somebody told me to put, let's say, super glue in the oil container on it. It would seize up forever, but only an evil person would do that. Well, fluoride's like putting super glue in a chainsaw. It's going to make it seize up. And that's why they put it in the water. And they admit they're doing it to hurt you and your family. Yes, they're really evil. Iodine is like putting oil in the chainsaw to help with the gasoline lubrication. It's that simple. I know you understand this, but let's warn other people before it's too late. It's part of the iodine conspiracy. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com and take action against the globalist. Carbon's everywhere on this planet. It's almost like we're carbon-based life forms.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. George Soros, ladies and gentlemen, is a real piece of work. Finding where Jews are hidden, just like Madeleine Albright's father did, and then stealing their goods. Madeleine Albright, by the way, has been caught with stolen loot from the Holocaust. That's mainstream news. Just look it up. She had people in her house for 60 minutes, and people saw the stolen art. Well, yeah, her father stole it from Jews he was supposed to save, and then he sold them out to the Nazis. And that was a really evil position that some Jews, like Madeleine Albright's father and, of course, George Soros, carried out, a very wicked position. And George Soros is really mad at me that I cover this and I talk about it, and he puts out the PR and the disinformation that he's a Holocaust survivor. Well, I guess that's kind of like saying Hitler is a Holocaust survivor. And I guess he was someone that was around during the Holocaust and he survived. I mean, I guess technically it's true. Hitler is a Holocaust survivor. I think it's a sickening play on words, a manipulation, a legalese issue. Bill Clinton didn't consider blowjobs sex, so he said, I've not had sex with that woman. But come on, George Soros didn't survive the Holocaust, and Hitler didn't either. And, you know, Dr. Steve Pachinik has been on the show. He had family die very close to him in Europe who were Jewish, and then he couldn't get into the U.S. He got into Cuba when he was a little kid, and he talks a lot about that. And, you know, he's Jewish, and just how sick it is to know that a lot of people associated with the ADL and others actually made fortunes off of selling their fellow Jews out. So here's a compilation of clips. I saw this posted to YouTube, and they took it down because you can't talk bad about Soros. When he went on 60 Minutes and said that it was the best time of his life. In an NPR interview, he called it happy-making time and exhilarating. But this was called Operation Sugar Daddy's the name of this video. It's posted up on Infowars.com, and I'll read what he said to the New York Times. Here it is.
That sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. It was actually probably the happiest year of my life, that year of German occupation. For me, it was a very positive experience. It's a strange thing, you know, because you see incredible suffering around you, and in fact, you are in considerable danger yourself. But you're 14 years old, and you don't believe that it can actually touch you. You have a belief in yourself, a belief in your father. It's a very happy-making, exhilarating experience. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection. I was 14 years old, and I would say that's when my character was made.
In what way?
That one should think ahead, one should understand and anticipate events, one is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Well, actually, funny way, it's just like in markets, that if I weren't there, somebody else would be taking it away anyhow. You know, whether I was there or not, I was only a spectator. The property.
Tricking people to let you into their hiding place, claiming you're running from Nazis. That's what he would do. He was 14 and small for 14, so they were saving a kid. He would come in and then remember it all, then run out at night and bring the Nazis. They called them bloodhounds. Translate that out of German if you want it scarier sounding. And he says, I was just fulfilling a role. So if an enemy army took over America, he would just, I'm just going to help them. I'm not bad. He wouldn't fight them. He would just choose who he thought was going to win, and then he would just side with it. And then he would not feel bad at all. He would call it happy-making and exhilarating. And it's funny. The part is, it's funny. I did not care. And then he figured out, oh, my God, I showed him who I really am. The guy was in articles in the 80s saying, I am the Messiah. Not the Jewish Messiah, not the Christian Messiah. He said, I am going to be the Messiah. He said, I don't like to tell that much. They say they might lock me up, but I am the Messiah. You know, both my grandfathers almost died in World War II. In the Army Air Corps. Both of them almost died. My mom's dad went off the Army Air Corps from UT football with the founder of the Dallas Cowboys. That's just an interesting little footnote. They were in the Army Air Corps. And they all almost died. And about half their friends died. About half the people in the Army Air Corps the first 3 years of the war died. My dad's dad was in North Africa. And they bombed their base, and he got hurt. And so the plane went back up with the co-pilot, and they died over Italy. So my grandfather would never even really talk about his life. He died. We got all the stuff. We knew he was in the Army Air Corps. All those amazing letters back, all of it. But see, my family fought Hitler. And now that man has the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center say, I'm a Nazi. That is obscene, ladies and gentlemen. I almost don't exist in time and space because of Hitler. and then a monster that served him and rounded up Jews, funds, lawsuits, and attacks on me and my family and lies. And I'm just, if there's justice in this universe, my God, can't we do something about George Soros and his son Alexander that openly funds Antifa and the Documents Republic, who are an anti-free speech group who wear black uniforms just like the Nazis? The guy that finances, the sugar daddy of the anti-free speech, anti-fascist group, is a Nazi. I mean, if he said it was terrible, I apologize. Oh, my God, I feel so bad. No, it's happy-making, exhilarating. Oh, imagine a vampire, you know, over a baby it's drinking the blood of. Exhilarating. That's so nice. Oh. And he's telling you all this. He's so tone-deaf. Like Stelter, looks like a damn demon on TV. You can't even, I mean, you look like a child molester, Stelter. I'm not saying you are. You're pervs, you're evil, and you don't even know it. You know, I didn't get to these articles, but I'm going to, then our guest will join us. I'm going to show you what he said in the New York Times. That Martin Luther King believed that God, you know, bent his justice towards the good. No, I bend the justice. He says it. He says, I am God. No, my friend, you're not God. You're not God.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Soros was in the New York Times Friday. We mentioned this, but I never got around to going deep into it. And here's the headline of the article right here. George Soros has enemies. He's fine with that. We have a special guest next segment. Now, here's an article from the New York Times, November 14th, 2016. Less than a week after the historic election, globalism, a far-right conspiracy theory, buoyed by Trump. And then you read it, and it goes on to say, Alex Jones started the made-up movement. Globalism doesn't exist. Trump's picked it up. It's insane. They claim there's a global government. They claim they want to get rid of national sovereignty and open up the borders and have the UN flood the West with third-world populations and then capture the West, which is exactly what it is. And they go on to say it does not exist. Now, here is the New York Times last Friday saying Soros is proud to be the leader of globalism and that he's going to defeat America. He says we'll defeat the nation states. Globalism, a far-right conspiracy theory buoyed by Trump. And then it just goes on from there. You can go read both of these articles that are online. They want to say, what is globalism? And they say, it doesn't exist. It's made up. It says Laura Southern, a host of the right-wing Canadian media, Rebel Media, explicitly rejected its use as a synonym for globalism in a video clip she posted online in September. She said the word meant ruled by autocrats. It's a very good definition. Such as President Obama, former President George W. Bush, and the United States, who value the false flag diversity of unchecked immigration from the third world. Well, the Davos, they say, we're technocrats establishing a world government. And Xi Jinping went there that very same time frame, about a month later, a few months later, in early 2017, and said, we will defeat America together with Juncker, the dictator of the EU, whose grandfather was the richest Nazi. You can't make that up. I'm sorry. Globalists almost always sneer down their nose at tradition, disdain national culture, laugh at religion, and generally despise the West while holding a creepy affection for the third world. They just want to use it as a weapon. It's a great definition she had. And then it goes on to talk about how I'm the guy creating it and pushing it to Trump, and that I'm the main guy exposing it and it doesn't exist. The digital control panopticon control system engineered by shadow corporate and political elites. He called it the total form of slavery is my definition of globalism. Then it just goes on to talk about Trump and I. Where'd the idea come from? And it goes on to say Alex Jones and I'm very evil. But it comes from the globalists calling themselves globalists 50 years ago. Mr. Jones had pivoted to what he thought was most important. The coming destruction of the globalists that hijacked the country. Close quote. Primarily the news media and international business people, soon they would be destroyed once and for all, he suggested. I didn't say business people. I said the crony capitalists that rig things only for themselves. This is America battling back to restore humanity and break the chains, he said. There's not going to be any detente. We know you're scum. We're here to just let you know you're scum. So that's just part of it. It goes on and on. Now here's Soros Friday. You can go read it for yourself, but he says, I have a lot of enemies, and I'm glad they're my enemies, and yes, I'm funding globalism, and yes, my form of globalism is good, and we're going to stop the censorship of the right wing and Trump, and we're going to stop the evil of the borders being controlled, and we're going to regulate the banks. That means banks he doesn't control. The Rothschilds don't control. And it just goes on from there. But it says he's a humanitarian, he's a wonderful person. This guy's known for crashing dozens of economies and bankrupting people. And until he bought off the U.S. media in the 90s, he was a villain on the nightly news. Notably, it goes on that the arc of history is turning back to globalism. Trump is still doing a tremendous amount of damage, he said, lifting himself at his desk a bit. I mean, just last week, what he's done in the Middle East, oh yeah, the peace breaking out, has been devastating for America's influence in the world, he said, referring to the withdrawal of troops from Syria, oh, actually keeping a promise. Mr. Trump is an aberration, and he's clearly putting his personal interests ahead of the national interest, he said. Again, that's total inversion. This guy says America shouldn't even exist. And he then calls for a tax on the rich. They're all tax-exempt offshore when he and Bill and Melinda Gates and all them spout that disinfo. And then he goes on to say that he wants to fight for free speech and that what the NBA is doing is wrong and acts like he's battling communist China. Total bull. He knows China's losing the war with America, so now he's pivoting because he thinks America's winning. So he said, I worked with the Nazis because I thought they were winning. And it was happy-making and wonderful. I just played the clip earlier. Happy-making, funny, exhilarating. Oh! It sounds like he went to, like, the greatest beach in the world or saw the greatest... How was it? Happy-making, exhilarating. It's a funny. Oh! Imagine anyone else saying that. Oh, you helped round up a bunch of Jews. Oh, you're so special. Good. Oh, your son's photographed everywhere doing satanic rituals, Aleister Crowley rituals. He wants us to know he's a Satanist. Oh, you're so powerful. We're so scared of you. You look like a sack of maggots. He goes, alluding, speaking in his voice, to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous quote, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice." Mr. Soros took issue with the idea of societies that are predisposed towards being open. Oh, the left's creating a really open society with all of our freedoms being taken. The arc of history doesn't follow. The arc of history doesn't follow its own course. It needs to be bent, he said. I am really engaged in trying to bend it in the right direction. So he thinks he can, because he goes on, you know, quotes about God, and God bends justice towards the people that are righteous. He says, no, it does not do it. I'm going to do it for you. Well, thank you, Lord Soros. We're very glad to know you're there. You're very arrogant and delusional like your father, Satan. I was with my father. It was exhilarating. I love the black uniforms. Oh, so handsome. These soldiers. What we do with him. We're going to go to break. Come back with our guest, who is being censored and targeted by the Republicans. Some of them. And again, I think this description is a lot of good. Turning Point USA. But what happened to Candace Owens being driven out? You know, what's going on with all this? Why are their best people being shuttered? We're going to talk about this coming back. We're going to look at some of the good work, by the way, of Turning Point USA. But Nick Fuentes has been banned from public events. I mean, hell, who needs Antifa on the left and the Washington Post calling for banning free speech? I forgot that headline. I'll get to that. So that's all coming up on the other side. Please don't forget, the Everything Must Go Super Sale is about to end. 40-70% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Massive deals on high-quality, storable food, water filtration, air filtration. It's all record sales right now. They've got to end this weekend. Some of the sales will continue, but a lot of it's close to selling out, like the air filtration, so we can't keep it going. And I'll tell you what else is selling out. Living Defense, ladies and gentlemen, flushes out all those little unwanted visitors in your intestines, and you've heard people just call in and how amazing it is, and so I thought we had enough for the rest of the year. It's selling out. It will be gone by this weekend, but I'm still keeping it at 50% off and free shipping. You're basically getting it right at cost with that free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com, Living Defense, experience it for yourself.
Again, I'm not talking down to the InfoWars audience, but I've been banging my head against a wall for a long time on this, and I'm talking about fluoride, and I'm talking about iodine. Now, if you have a boat, a motorboat, let's say an old Glastron boat, and you want to take it on the lake, you've got to have a lake to put it in. If you're a human being, you've got to have oxygen to live. Okay, it's the same thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, The bad halogen is fluoride. That's why in every Western nation they put it in the water. They're going to teach us Christians to lay down and die. The Chi-Coms don't put it in the water. They'd execute you if you did that. They put iodine in the water because it's the good halogen and increases fertility and lifespan and intelligence and everything else. So again, learn about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the documents and articles linked. And then get good iodine for yourself because the globalists are fighting to make sure you don't. Again, get iodine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm.
Well, Nick Fuentes is here with us today, and I really appreciate him coming on, Nicholas J. Fuentes.com, and I'm very familiar with his work. We're very excited to have him. We should have him as a guest more often. He's 21-year-old college dropout from Chicago. That's his own description. That's what I did, too. Just like Bill Gates and Rush Limbaugh. He worked on the campaign for Donald Trump 2016 and hosts a nightly YouTube show called America First. And he gets a lot of really powerful videos and things. I'm going to play some good video in a moment from the folks he's talking about. Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk. We're going to play this Charlie Kirk thing in a minute. And it's not my intention to be an infighter
or to attack people like Charlie Kirk. And if Charlie Kirk has his own show, which I know he does, and he doesn't want to have somebody on it, that's his right. But when it's a public campus and he starts telling people, don't let this person in, there's not a security issue, that's Antifa leftist, very dangerous, very un-American. I'm the Washington Post here today saying time to ban the First Amendment under hate speech. This is getting more and more dangerous. So we don't need things like that. And why was Candace Owens thrown out over the made-up thing she's anti-Semitic? That's just insane garbage. I mean, now the OK symbol's anti-Semitic. I mean, it's just the left flexing their muscles and seeing what they can ban. And so I've seen a lot of other things. And I know folks that have been to some of the Turning Point USA national events, and they say it's a little leftist. And look, I know we want to have a big tent, but if we have a big tent so long, we'll compromise, and then the left continues to take over. So we're going to have Nick get into this and play some of these clips, but here's some of the good things Turning Point USA is doing. It's up on InfoWars.com. Video, triggered liberal, claims it's criminal negligence to defend Second Amendment on campus. Let's play some of that video.
Yeah.
Criminally irresponsible.
What's your name? What's your name?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Do you hate free speech?
What you're doing is criminally negligent, advertising guns on a college campus.
You're practicing free speech. You know that's my property.
Okay.
I'm going to tell campus safety on you.
Okay, please do.
Do you know that? What's your name? Why do you hate free speech? Tell me why. All right, man. I hope you're proud of yourself, okay? Does that make you feel good?
And so they've got all these great campus groups. I've been invited by Turning Point USA groups to speak at different colleges. I haven't been able to yet because we've been too focused here in the bunker. So there's a lot of great people in Turning Point USA, and they go there and produce all this great video and all this great movement, which is good. But then we don't want to become at the leadership level what we're fighting. So Nick Fuentes joins us now. We'll play some of these clips. Because at first, correct me if I'm wrong, you were saying you've been barred. Then Turning Point denied that, and that's Charlie Kirk's issue. And now you have the footage of it indeed happening. So this is not good. I mean, I already smelled some foul odors emanating out of the top of it in the last year or so. And I just wanted to be supportive because it's got a lot of grassroots folks feeding key intel up. But to give us your take.
Yeah, that's correct. I went to Politicon this weekend, and I went there as a general attendee. You know, I didn't go there to make a big scene. I didn't go there to cause trouble. I went actually to get a picture with Charlie Kirk, and I think he played just a small clip there. I went to go get a picture with Charlie Kirk, the big man from Turning Point USA. Well, you're right. His organization, the rank and file, sometimes do good work. But I was stopped. I was intercepted by security at Politicon and actually several police officers. If you see in the video, it's not like I was in some kind of threatening posture or anything. I went up to get a picture, and I was intercepted by five or six police officers who told me I would not be allowed to take a picture with Charlie Kirk. Yeah, and there it is. And then that escalated the next day. Rather, I think it was the same day, but a few hours later, I went to attend his debate with Kyle Kalinske, who is a leftist. It's actually sort of ironic. Inside that debate, Charlie Kirk talked about how free speech is under attack and censorship is so bad. And just outside that debate where he was saying that, I was blocked by probably a dozen police officers from even entering the event because they said that I might be disruptive, which, of course, was not the case. I told them I wasn't going to disrupt. And then all of this was exposed last night at Charlie Kirk's Ohio State University event for his campus tour. Somebody asked him, called him out on his hypocrisy and said, you say you support free speech. He says that he'll take any challenge from anybody at any time on any idea. And yet at Politicon, Nick Fuentes was banned from the conference. And Charlie Kirk, I don't know if you could see the video, but he played dumb. He said, who? I don't know what you're talking about. You mean Politicon security kept him out? And it was sort of interesting because if you watch the rest of the Q&A, some other questions were asked about me and my involvement with Ashley St. Clair, who was fired from Turning Point because she was photographed with me. And from his answers, you could tell that Charlie Kirk very much knows who I am. He very much is trying to prevent me from interacting with him. But during that event, he played dumb and said, I have no idea what you're talking about. Are you talking about the anti-Semitic white nationalist troll? And this is exactly what these people do. It's just as you said. They are using the same Antifa left-wing tactics, which is censoring, shutting down, using police, armed security, using thugs, and also using the same smears. Anybody that we don't like, their ideas that we don't like, they must be racist, they must be white nationalists, anti-Semites. It's crazy. Just before I went on, Sebastian Gorka, who used to work in the Trump administration, actually tweeted out a little clip from my show and said, this vile person is on Twitter and he's verified. This is somebody in the Trump administration that's effectively calling for me to be censored online. These are supposed to be the people that are in favor of free speech. These are supposed to be the people fighting tech censorship. And here they are supporting it because I have the wrong opinion. So
let's play those two clips you're talking about back to back. Here it is.
My question is for Charlie. Charlie, I wanted to ask you about you trying to get into West Point. You said that you applied to West Point, but they gave your place to an applicant of a different gender and persuasion. I know the test scores. I knew the qualifications. She was less qualified. So my question is, if they were of different gender, do you know what gender they were?
I never said that. That's fake news. Thanks for being here tonight. Never said that. Thank you for being there tonight.
I eventually lost my spot out to what I felt was a far less qualified applicant in my district that was of a, you know, a different gender and a different, you know, persuasion. You could take it any way you want, but I knew the test scores. I knew the qualifications. I was kind of got the short end of the stick. But
an applicant of a different gender and persuasion?
You know, a different gender and a different, you know, persuasion.
That's fake news. Never said that.
I know the test scores. I knew the qualifications.
I knew the test scores. I knew the qualifications.
That's fake news. Never.
I reject this idea of dual loyalty. I have loyalty to ideas. And of course I love the Grand Canyon, I love the Rocky Mountains, and I love Boston, I love Chicago, but if all that disappeared and all I had was ideas, and we were on an island, that's America, that's Israel. And that's what people have to realize, that America's just a placeholder for timeless ideas. And if you fall too in love with, you know, oh, the specific place and all this, that's, you know, that's not what it is. Israel would be an exception because there is a holy connection to this land.
And we just added that clip in there to talk about after the break. But there you go. I flew on an airplane with this guy after the RNC 2016. Seemed like a nice guy. And, you know, I like the idea. I like the fact that they have contact with Trump. And I like what the members are doing. They're great people. But, yeah, I know there's a lot of other videos online, too, of him really telling whoppers of lies. Or he has amnesia, brain damage, and doesn't have any type of long-term memory. I mean, maybe he's got a head injury. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I definitely think that's possible. Certainly he could be mentally retarded, as you like to say, or he could just be straight up lying. You know, we've seen a lot of cases of this where people get involved in conservative politics and maybe say one thing, and then they get donors, and then they get people funding their organization. They get some connections. They rub shoulders with powerful people, like the president or his son in the case of Charlie Kirk. And then all of a sudden, their opinions start to change. And then suddenly, you know, their love for America becomes a love for another country. So, yeah, I mean, he could have been brain damaged, maybe dropped on his head or something, or he could just be straight up lying, in which case we have to hold him accountable. And that's what we're trying to do.
Are you saying, though, from one of the Trump sons or from Trump that we're getting the things he's saying? I think it's because he's just trying to be everything to everybody. And that's what conservatives always do. And the left controls the whole debate. We'll talk about when we come back. Regardless, it's not good. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hey guys, it's Sue Kosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fuentes is our guest, and he's worked the Trump campaign, political activist. I've seen some of his work going out and exposing leftists.
I knew.
So why is he upset with Turning Point USA? Well, I mean, I've seen a lot of things. I've seen them get very, very soft, and I saw them when Candace Owens said that Hitler was a globalist, and he literally had the plan for the EU, world government, the thousand-year Reich. The left really liked a lot of those ideas. They just didn't like Hitler, particularly in his race stuff. And then Turning Point turned on her, and she left. So I'm not an infighter, and I like Turning Point USA and the members and what they're doing. But when you find out that they've got a list of people they don't let come into these supposedly open deals, and then they're championing colleges being open, and Trump says he'll sue colleges or take their money if they don't let people into these things or let people speak,
and Mr. Fuentes is saying he's never gone and taken one of these over, then why does Charlie Kirk not want you to speak? Because you bring up stuff about how he changes his stories, or what is it? I mean, what got you on his trail?
Well, so this all started last week when I think a few people that watched my show, that watched my broadcast every night, they went to his event at one of the universities in Colorado where he was giving a speech, and they asked him a couple of questions, which I don't think he liked. I think the first person asked him about our foreign aid to Israel. You know, the question was very simple. It was this: why do we give $3.8 billion per year to Israel when you have a lot of poor countries that we don't give that much aid to, and when Israel actually doesn't provide that much of a strategic benefit? Charlie Kirk didn't like that question. He said that Israel is our greatest ally and God bless Israel and all that. We had another person go up and ask a question and say, you know, illegal immigration is obviously something that Turning Point stands against, but Turning Point USA is in favor of mass legal immigration. On my show, we oppose not just mass illegal immigration, but mass legal immigration as well. You know, we know that the demographic change that's taking place is really not so much a problem of legal status, but more a question of where these people come from, what they believe, and so on. But in any case, he was asked these two questions at that event, and he didn't really have a good answer for them. He was asked four questions by people to watch my show the next day. Questions about the First Step Act, where President Trump passed the First Step Act and this released rapists, murderers, all kinds of people. Now, I love President Trump. I campaigned for President Trump. This was a bill that was designed by Jared Kushner, and it's letting criminals out on the street, something that Charlie Kirk supports. He was asked further about Israel, further about legal immigration. This went on at that event in Iowa the next day. It went on the next day then in New Hampshire. So we had three consecutive events where Charlie Kirk was questioned by people that watch my show about his support effectively for globalism. The three gripes that we have with Turning Point USA is that he is not a patriot on immigration. You know, he thinks it's fine if we're stapling green cards to people's diplomas, you know, and they get a green card and immigrants are coming in and taking high-skilled jobs. So he's not a patriot on legal immigration. We think he's anti-Christian because he peddles and promotes degeneracy. He's taking pictures with Lady MAGA, some kind of Make America Great Again themed drag queen supporting homosexuals in his organization. And then lastly, he's not a patriot in terms of his own country. I think a lot of people suspect, rightly so, that he has a dual allegiance or a dual loyalty to Israel. And I've said before, whenever you criticize Israel, they call you anti-Semitic. I know you've experienced the same thing. I don't hate Israel. I don't really think about Israel. I think about the foreign aid money. I think about the fact that they had spying devices discovered on the White House lawn that originated in Israel. This is a country that we give support in just about every way, shape, and form: monetary support, military support, political support.
I wanted to get you on because I saw these videos and I saw articles about it where they're trying to keep you from coming to those while saying they're open and they're doing this, and they basically didn't stand up for Candace Owens, which I don't like. And then I've seen some of the stuff. Personally, I'm a libertarian. And so I like the fact that Trump, you know, at his convention in Cleveland said, we don't hate you if you're, you know, gay or lesbian or whatever. I get your point, though, about it's already being paraded everywhere with the trannies going after the kids and, you know, all that. And so why sit there and make that the main message? But it's not about even agreeing with your message or disagreeing with what you're doing. It's the fact that he's doing this. But since we go into this Israel deal, this whole third rail of everything, I've had the New York Times say I'm anti-Semitic when I don't even talk about Israel. I do not dislike Israel. I think if you turned it over to the Muslims, they'd all kill each other forever over it. I understand. I'm like Rand Paul. I don't like foreign aid, period. But it is a thing where you can never bash Israel enough. So you kind of went off into Israel, and you're saying that's something that really upsets him to bring that up. I think it's wrong for him at a college forum to try to censor people and their questions when they're doing it politely and as professional, and he's advertising it as open. But the Israel thing, I would say a large part of the right wing has it as a split point for people, whether you worship Israel on one end or whether you absolutely hate Israel on the other. And I just think it's all a giant red herring. You know, I have all these right wingers attacking me because I know about the Chi-Com influence. They say I'm covering up for Israel. I've just looked into it. Yeah, all these countries spy on us. We spy on them. I don't like it. They find Israeli spies, arrest them. But it's literally this thing from the left obsessing on Israel. And again, I'm all for you asking the questions and your folks asking it, but it's a leftist thing that obsesses on Israel. That's why I literally want to throw up when I hear about it.
Well, right, and you're exactly right. And that's fine if people don't agree with me. You're a libertarian, I'm a conservative. We can have disagreements, you know, and that's fine. But the conservative movement, the Big Ten movement, should not use the tactics of the left, of censorship. You know, Charlie Kirk is a libertarian on the issue.
Oh, yeah, that's the message I'm getting at here is, why the hell is he doing this?
Right. Well, right, and that's just it. What is he so afraid of? If he's got a different opinion, that's fine. He should have the courage of his convictions to stand up and answer the questions. And, you know, he did answer our questions last night, but then why ban me from Politicon? Why have armed security? If he's such a small government libertarian, why does he have 12 armed police officers stop me? I'm like 5'10", trying to enter in and attend his political speech where he's talking about free speech. You know, to me, that's the great hypocrisy. And I'm sure there's a lot of conservatives that don't totally agree with me or aren't on board, but I think they would agree with me that Charlie Kirk should not be such a hypocrite on the issue of free speech. If you build your career and make your case on, I'll engage with anybody, anywhere, anytime, on any idea, then that doesn't have an asterisk that says, except when it's inconvenient, except when my donors don't want to hear that, except when my, you know, political people in Washington, D.C. don't want to hear that. You know, this whole thing could have been averted. I wouldn't be on InfoWars right now. There would be no controversy if he simply allowed me to take the picture or go into the event. And I think a lot of people are now scratching their heads. He's almost exposed himself. He's made a bigger deal out of it than it is. And they're wondering, what is he so afraid of? Why does he not want to stand these questions? Why can he not defend these ideas? And, you know,
oh, I totally agree with you. And I'm sure the article's up on InfoWars.com. I'm trying to find it right here. But the Washington Post has come out and said it's time to repeal the First Amendment, to have a hate speech law where anything they define as bad gets banned. We have folks getting arrested for the N-word just walking down the street in Connecticut. I don't agree with the N-word, but I agree with your right to say it. I mean, they're really getting rid of the First Amendment. I've got all these lawsuits by the Democrats. They say they want to end my speech. So to have them doing this to you, I agree, is wrong and it's stupid. I mean, let you answer the question or let you say it. He gets to answer it and say what he wants. It's just crazy.
Yeah, well, exactly. And you know what else is so troubling is after this whole event, we see people like Benny Johnson, who works for Turning Point USA, and other people that are connected to the organization. You might have seen this on Twitter, you may not have, but people are now standing up and calling everybody who asked questions last night at his Ohio State University event, who asked about Israel, asked about his support of homosexuality, so on. You've now got people working for Turning Point USA saying that if you oppose the Charlie Kirk conservative agenda, you're a homophobe, you're a racist. I think Benny Johnson said we were the Westboro Baptist kids because we're Christians, because we support the Bible teaching that opposes homosexuality.
Oh, absolutely. You know, so, and listen, you have a right to do that. And I agree that none of this sexualization should be promoted to children. And there needs to be a major pendulum back the other way. I was simply saying that they can't come in as neoconservatives and then try to shut out all the classical conservatives. By the way, I have libertarian leanings to my audience. I'm trying to promote a big tent here, but I think everyone should keep their views, and bedrock American values are about Christianity. That's where we came from. And his statement that America doesn't have a spiritualism or doesn't have roots in God is not true. This is a holy land. I believe in manifest destiny. I believe in America's destiny. And I think this land is just as special as other places in the world that I think are also special. I think the Holy Land where Israel is very, very special. I think things that happen all over the world are very, very special. And I do think that it was a little bit sycophantic of him to sit there and say that America does not have a biblical place in the pantheon of holy places on this planet. America is special. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.